Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online this morning, it's the Mayor of Cabon, Kevin Beattie. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Neil.
Mate, thanks for your time this morning. Now, how's council going managing, particularly with regard to the service staff and the teams and the crews that you got there, managing this COVID-19?
Yeah, look, a very busy time for our general manager and council staff. The Cabon Council has enacted its business continuity plan to try and provide as many services as possible for as long as possible during this coronavirus emergency. Just a couple of things to mention, like it's business as usual, all the essential services will still be provided. However, as of yesterday, Wednesday the 1st of April, all non-essential interaction at council customer service counters has ceased. So at Molong, Kidal and Canoundra, the customer service desk has ceased temporarily. But however, look, you can still pay your rates and water and sewage and all your accounts still online by credit card or over the phone on the online billing services. However, if there's an essential need for any customers to go into one of those offices, just please ring beforehand and make an appointment and somebody will attend to your needs.
Yeah, good news. Now, also with regard to that, the government have put in some changes to the way we move, operate and get about our daily lives. Just a reminder to everyone to do the right thing here.
Yeah, look, Neil, it's in our face, I guess, all the time, but it's extremely important. Look, we've got to observe all the social distancing and all the regulations that the government's putting in place to try and slow this virus down and eventually put an end to it. And look, I just ask people to do the right thing and we're all in it together and get behind what's happening and do the right thing. Most people are. Some still aren't observing it. But please observe all those safety measures that the government's trying to put in place.
Yeah, indeed. Now, some community organisations have received funding from council.
Yeah, bright news, mate. The council's allocated $38,000 in its community assistance program to various projects across the Shire. Look, of note was we had a couple of applications from different groups regarding assistance with school excursions. Obviously, all the excursions have been put on hold with this virus, but we processed them at our meeting and we've also put them on hold. So the money is available once things get back to normality for these school projects, which is fantastic. So to assist with school excursions when things get back to normal. That's amongst a few of the others, things like a new sound system in the Kidal Hall, portable shade structure for the Kidal Showground, a second yard dog trial arena at Yugara Showground, new chairs at Arana House in Canoundra, an inflatable movie screen and associated equipment for Yogal Progress Association, which is exciting news for them out there, an air conditioner unit for the Canoundra Bowling Club kitchen, two new fossil stands at the Age of Fishes Museum at Canoundra, a defibrillator for Cumnock Progress Association, extremely important out there at Cumnock, and contributions towards the erection of a statue at the Banjo Patterson Memorial at the Oval. Okay. So all great projects, mate.
Yeah, good indeed. Now, tell me about this Canoundra Balloon Challenge. There's been a move from council here to make sure this runs long into the future.
Yeah, look, we've discussed in the past, right, the Canoundra Balloon Challenge. It's an important event for Canoundra, but not just Canoundra, for the whole of Cabourn and the whole of the region, bringing many, many people to the area where it's an economic boost to the area of approximately, you know, what, $1.3 million. So extremely important. Look, obviously it's not going ahead this year, as we've previously spoken about, but council at its last meeting decided to unanimously pay out an outstanding creditor's debt of $60,000. And so, therefore, that debt will be paid out. So the Canoundra Balloon Challenge can now start fresh and in 2021, hopefully get up and running and put on another great event.
Yeah, look, it's a lot of money. There's no question about that. Some people will object to it. But at the end of the day, the money that this event at its peak can bring into the region, and it's not just Cabon, it's Cowra, it's also into Orange, and et cetera, is absolutely huge. So it needs to continue. And I think it's a good, wise move by council, a prudent one at that. Joining me online, it's Kevin Beattie. He is the Mayor of Cabon. Thanks for the chat, mate. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks again, Neil.